next.
I just need that original back.
That's okay. Just want to make sure. Thanks. Just a minute.
It's okay.
Okay.
Now, next case, please.
The next case is 11,648 Nicholas and Heather Shevland seek a special use exception to operate a daycare facility. Section 115-40C and 115-210A3E of the Sussex County Zoning Ordinance. The property is located on the northwest side of Parker House Road, approximately 0.24 miles south of Beaver Dam Road. The 911 address is 33572 Parker House Road, Frankfurt. The zoning district is GR. The tax map is District 134, Map 16, Parcel 698. And again, it's a special use exception for a daycare. We received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, and no mail returns. Thank you.
Can you state your name and address for the record?
Nicholas Shevland, 33697 Briarport South, Unit 11, Frankfurt, Delaware.
Okay. Wait right here.
Heather Shevland, 33697 Briarport South, Number 11, Frankfurt, Delaware.
Okay. Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give us the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you. And then we have a copy of the answers you provided with your application.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, just for the record, 23 years, I don't know that I've ever seen a request for a special use exception referred to as a sue. That is unique.
It is. Okay.
Good evening.
Good evening.
My
evening.
Name is Heather. This is my husband, Nick. We own the Learning Center Preschool, which is now in Ocean View, Delaware. And we've been in operation for 8 years. And it's really exciting because I'm a lifelong Sussex Countyan. So I'm really excited to have a business here. We're looking to move for various reasons, and this is one property that we saw that fit everything that we needed except for the zoning. So we have the property under contract now, and we're just waiting on your approval before we can go ahead and make this happen.
Okay.
The question before us is, will this request have a substantial adverse effect on the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties? So if you could address that.
Yeah, sure, absolutely. The current place right now is owned by one of the nicest ladies, and her health is declining, and the property maintenance has declined as well. So the property itself is falling, I wouldn't say falling apart, but our goal is to go and fix the place up, redo some of the siding, redo the roof, cut the grass, power wash the siding, really fix up the place. There's one direct neighbor to the south of us who is in favor of us coming here and getting a special use. He would love to see the property change hands, change owners. There's also a business about an eighth of a mile down the road, a paving business. So an extra business on the same road, I don't think would have extreme adverse impact at all. My wife's been in operation for 8+ years. She currently she's currently operating her business in a multi-tenant facility. There's about 4 or 5 tenants in there. Mm-hmm. And her 8 years in business there, not a single complaint on noise. Our hours of operation are from 8 to 2:30. Fridays, it's till a little bit before noon, 11:15. We have no plans on changing our hours, expanding in any way. What else do I have? And that's pretty much all I have.
And you have just 12 children at this time, you say?
Yeah, well, we're only allowed to have 12 at one time. We have a couple different sessions, but the number that we have at one time is between 9 and 12, depending on their age.
And what are the ages, ma'am?
2 to 5.
2 to 5?
Yes.
Okay.
For outside time, I want to say there's probably no more than a day.
Yeah, as long as it's not raining.
Which could really be only, what I see, the only adverse impact from having a business next door to a current neighbor. But that would be at the time when they would be at work, the current website.
Yeah. Plus they're just happy and playing.
And your area is fenced in to where you want to be?
Yeah, for state requirements require a substantial
ample parking space?
Yes. So. Absolutely. That would be one of the renovations that we would make, is to add in a paved driveway to allow for parking spaces.
Okay. Did you say the place was a daycare?
It's a preschool.
We operate as a preschool. We're licensed as a daycare.
The place you're buying, is it already a daycare too?
No, it's just a woman's home.
Okay, and you're going to remodel it and change it up?
It's actually almost perfect. We just have to do a couple of things on the inside, you know, do the flooring and the square footage and everything is just perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Then you'll move your business in
to that business.
Exactly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
The exterior, we're not looking to make any renovations at all other than to add a fence for the playground area.
And some landscaping for sure. We have to do some landscaping.
Okay. And some improvements.
Yeah.
Of yeah.
Some sort. Okay.
But it would basically look the same. Right
so
now,
you're changing the inside of it, and then
right. We're not looking to make it a big, huge commercial building in any way. We're just looking to make it look like a residence, a residential property. I'm sorry.
Your hours of operations will remain 8 to 2:30.
Yes.
Five days a week.
Yes. Well, 4.5.
Yeah. Except Fridays.
Fridays we have half days.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just half a day Fridays.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So we don't do anything in the evenings. We don't do anything on the weekends.
Okay.
If we were to expand our operation, I think state requirements require us to get into a commercially zoned property.
Yeah, so it's not even an option.
Even if we wanted to, we would have to seek another building or another land if we wanted to expand our operations, which we have, again, no need or no ambitions at this time, really any time on our 20-year plan.
It's perfect the way it is,
yeah.
I think.
A long-term plan has no...
Oh, that's good.
No plans for that.
Oh, Richard. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. Hudson, do you have any?
No questions.
Do you have any further? Mr. Mills? Mr. Sharp?
How many employees are you planning on having?
It's just me and my mom. We have a couple substitutes that are on our roster because the state requires us to have them fingerprinted and all that.
To pitch relief.
I'm sorry?
To pitch relief when needed.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And what do you have? I know you mentioned that there is a paving business in the neighborhood. What else is it, residential otherwise in the area?
Right next door is a home, but he actually owns a small business too, so he was really excited because, you know, small business people like to stick together, I think.
Yeah, it's a painting business.
Yeah.
And then the direct neighbor to the north end is an empty lot.
Yeah.
So it's overgrown. And then behind us, well, there's a big fence behind us. So I don't know what actually was behind
I think it might be a trailer park behind us, but I'm not sure. I don't know.
And you don't believe that it will substantially adversely affect the uses of neighboring adjacent properties?
I think it'll improve that value.
Okay.
Sounds like it.
I have no further questions.
Okay. Excuse me. Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, the applicant feels that the request will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. We didn't hear any testimony to the contrary, so I make a motion we approve case number 11,648.
Excuse me. Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Yeah, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 11,648. All those in favor of the motion? Mr. Wortman?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Calloway, for the previous reason had been stated. So by a vote of 4-0, case number 11,648 is approved.
Thank you so much.
And good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next case.